Hello, everybody. This is Frank. It's Iron Age News, the ninth, the day after the United States election. How y'all doing? Luckily for us, somehow or another, Governor Ron DeSantis got reelected and was able to defeat the evil Charlie Crist in not the landslide that I thought he was going to have, which once again goes back to all you lazy bitches, sunshine patriots that refuse to go out and vote in a little rain. Every vote counts. It should have been a resounding ass raping, and it was not as my liking. That's not just the case in our area, but at least we have him because we have two more years of the Biden administration, and there's some other disease out there that they're trying to work on. So at least we know that Florida will be safe from federal incursion, short of bringing in the army. Got that going for us. Unfortunately, our congressman stays Democrat. He's also a shitbag. We did not pick up anybody else in Broward County. I live in Broward County, Florida, which is one of the worst states to be an American worst counties to be an American in, and one of the best states to be an American in. Picture that, right? Even Dade County did better than we did. Palm Beach, of course, is still full of socialists because that's where the money is. This is going to be my recount real quick before we get back into this issue. Everybody thinks that rich people are diehard conservative Republicans. I beg to differ. All the jerk-offs up in Palm Beach County, for the majority of which, who are very, very wealthy, because I've seen some of them at the place, buying, $50 million homes and shit like that. New money is socialist in general. Prove me wrong. You'll see like the older guys, different story. Guys that are only in the $15 million homes or traditional families, Club 45, stuff like that. This is the old blue hair freaking Republican Party, Reagan era stuff. Fortunately, they also have been diluted by rhinos and chancers and other jerk-off artists, which is why the guy they ran, who lost to a guy who shouldn't have lost to for Congress, for Ted Deutch's old spot. In our county, we picked up one woman on the school board, and this guy who's a total Democrat with a little R up his ass as a state representative. Nobody else. And this is the problem that you're going to see going into 2024, the Republican apparatus, state of Florida, county of Broward, and elsewhere, does not put money into its candidates, does not support its candidates, except to put out some fucking flyer halfway through the election cycle. They consider that support. Fundraisers, no. Okay, as far as I know, and you can fact check me on this, Governor DeSantis ran without any real financial support from the Florida GOP. Check it out on your own. I heard it while I was at an event. I kind of believe it because I know how they do shit in our county. But can you imagine Governor DeSantis, not an unpopular guy, not Donald Trump, who also got no money, but pretty popular guy, didn't get money. And if somebody from the Florida GOP on their letterhead shows me something different, I will apologize and go back to my Muslim heritage. Otherwise, fuck you, because I believe it entirely. Everybody in Florida ought to be thinking about who's running the money. People say it's not money, it's character. Bullshit. If you don't have the money to get ads, in our state especially. Now, you would think you hear, Florida Republican. Not true. They're going to tell you, the Republicans run the government. Not true. There is a Republican in that position. Have they accepted the older Make America Great platform or the conservative platform? Probably not. Yet they're in office and the what is that? The panacea of republicanism is there so that the civilians don't say, oh my God, we're being run by socialists. Like we have in my town. My town's theoretically Republican. And I would say 90% of the commission is fucking Democrats. But since we don't say what their political party is, they're deep in the closet. But it's true. Okay? Prove me wrong, local commission. I'll be there again at the next meeting. Fuck you guys. I mean, talk about ruining a good town. We have. I'll tell you that story when we get on our new platform. But so we had a few real good people. There was a woman named Jenna Haig who ran for state representative. And this is for all you ladies or all you whatever's out there that don't show what you can do with yourself. Jenna, totally grassroots, no financial support from the Florida GOP or from the county. On in numbers, if you looked at the numbers, it looks a little whatever. But this is a woman who came into an area that doesn't have any Republican infrastructure. A lot of these parts of the county have, like, we have never run people there because our county's board felt comfortable being the team that loses to the fucking Harlem Globetrotters every night. They kept their job. They could afford their donuts, shit like that. And it was worth selling America's voting system down the toilet. Yeah, still going on. Don't know what to do about it. Probably won't play in their pool anymore. It's well known. This is well known all throughout the state. The only counties that have really gotten under control are places where they brought the entire Republican Party up from the ground on their own. Because a lot of parts of Florida were not really inhabited by a whole lot of people. So the only real Democrat strongholds in Florida are Palm Beach County, probably the worst. Broward County, second worst, and then Dade County is now, because people took the Hispanic vote, which I'm going to use the term, right, took the Hispanic vote for granted, now realizing that people that have moved there from Venezuela and Central America and even some of the Colombians hate communism. So they're losing. However, the outreach hasn't been there. Metro Dade, I don't know if it's Cubans or who it is, does not embrace the outreach from the Republican Party to the Hispanic community, which it should, and it's stupid. It's easier to get the Hispanic vote than try to deal with these pussy ass, I'm pretending to be a liberal or a libertarian because I want to sit on the fence, because I understand people are afraid. I see people be assaulted. We had some woman yesterday at the voting polls. Everyone, you know, we're just like, hey, how you doing? Because you got to be on your good behavior in Broward County. If you do anything remotely threatening, you're going to be on Channel 7. So everyone's just, you know, you hold your stupid sign and you, hey, do you need a voter's guide or whatever? And the woman's like, no, I don't need one, because she was parked right next to our car. And she comes out and she just gives me some, she gives in general, so she wouldn't look at anybody in the face. This is the problem, right? Won't look you in the face. She goes, well, if you people would treat women better, I'd be voting for you. Half of our slate in the county is women. More than half. Look it up at browardvotes.org, right? More than half of these are women. So what more do you want? What more do you want us to do? These are key positions. This isn't like working as a maid, a scullery maid. These are a county commission, Board of Education. The other one was a state rep, judges. What more do you want us to do? You know, she just wanted to say something. She wanted to talk some shit. And she did. She didn't bother anybody because it once again only proves the point that that's how these dickless wonders run. That's socialism. You don't look me in the eye. You just like throw it out there. And nobody bothered her. You know, we had women with us. There's a woman standing right next to me, right? Like, what, she doesn't count? She's not a woman, you know? But that was ridiculousness. So, but just the fact, like I said, we got the governor's office. Marco Rubio's back. Yeah, you know, could be worse. Could be Val Demings. That's the problem we have here is all that kind of shit, where it's just like, well, he's better than nobody. I'm like, are you sure? That's like this other state rep. He's better than nobody. I'm like, why? He doesn't do anything for us. He votes against the governor. Why in the world would we want a guy like that around? Oh, because he's an R. He's an R or what? He's a fucking asshole. He's not even a traitor because he's been bought and paid for so long by the other team. He's just wearing a jacket, right? But that wasn't what we came on here for. Just thought I'd throw that in there. I'll put it in the title somewhere so that you'll know what I was talking about. Talking about misinformation, right? So this comes up from Rolling Stone, who are such bullshit, right? That's why, as I said, those of you who are looking at this for the first time, I like to use liberal sources so that way when they turn around and block me off of things like YouTube, which they did, YouTube blocked me for citing liberal news sources. I always use liberal news sources, and then you refute it with actual fact. So they got me by going back and seeing I'd used whoever, MSNBC, and they didn't like the way we did it. So that's why I'm going from there. Fuck them, I'd never return. Okay, this is an article from Rolling Stone, which once again has no integrity at all since the Vietnam War. Republicans are casting doubt on election results and refusing to concede. This is for, if you're not from the country, and I know we got a lot of people in the country, there was an issue last election cycle that the voting machines were not operational, or they were voting for other people than they were supposed to be voting. It was a giant issue about election integrity. And instead of fixing it, the powers that be decided to prosecute or persecute everybody involved in it and grind their lives into nothingness. I believe most of those people were busted up pretty bad, except for the Pillow King, Mr. Liddell, who will not stop fighting. God, can you imagine what it was like when he was on cocaine, right? He must have really been a nightmare, but he hasn't stopped. So this one, and this was, I'll pull the other article, where there's like seven articles already yesterday, especially dealing with this Carrie Lake issue. Now, Carrie Lake is a woman who's been running out in Arizona, okay? And she was, she was like Cinderella story. She's going to run for governor, very MAGA. MAGA meaning make America great again, meaning she's a Trump associate or nose of Trump, a.k.a. a known associate. And so she starts coming out of nowhere. And the Democrats are like, oh, snap, because the Democrats had just spent millions of dollars to overthrow Arizona. Because they liked it when, he hasn't been dead that long, McCain. When McCain was a senator, everything went well for the Democrats in Arizona. He died, everything started to screw up. Maricopa County, which is like the decider county, was a guy named Joe Arpaio. Didn't care for him, doesn't matter. But he held the counties firmly Republican. They managed to overthrow his election and get him out of office. And since then, the Republicans have been battling back. They didn't fight back. So Carrie Lake runs for governor of Arizona. She's going to fix the border, all that kind of stuff. And, important things to the United States. So, of course, she's got to go. And they've been, like, slamming her around. And then, of course, there was the thought that she may end up being a vice president to somebody if they were to run for office. But yesterday, news sources came out. And this is not Carrie Lake. This is news sources in general. That at least 20% of the voting machines in Arizona, in Maricopa County, are not functioning correctly, meaning that they were either not registering the vote or they were making a vote for somebody else. That was this whole issue from last time. So the voting company had sued people, said they have to shut up. Didn't mean they fixed the machines. Oh, they fixed them all right, to the point where they malfunction and vote incorrectly or not at all. This went on yesterday. Today, the articles starts with, these Republicans are casting doubt on election results and refusing to concede. Number one person was Carrie Lake, who says, I am not backing down. If it's close, we are staying. We are not conceding. We're going to have, what do they say here? You're going to have to put your little ballot over here in another box. 2 minutes into voting, she said, meaning the issues that they had in Maricopa County. Okay, so there is known and advertised issues in Maricopa County from third-party news sources. Carrie Lake is saying, I agree with this shit, because, you know, the news source is not out there to you know, verify things for the Republicans or for the American people in general. She says she's not going to believe it. If it's close, she's not going to concede. She's going to go for a recount. So they're saying she's like a commie. You know, the communists are calling her a communist. Or no, she's a fascist. I'm sorry. So she's a fascist because of that. And then they go down the list to show you who all these other people are who are also fascists. And that was the governor of Pennsylvania nominee for the Republican Party. And this is a funny tweet. It's Pennsylvania gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano is Republican. It's not conceding to governor-elect Josh Shapiro, despite every reputable network calling the race. Pennsylvania, which is my home state, Philadelphia, my home city, is the most fucking crooked, dirty-ass politics you have ever seen in your life. I've witnessed intimidation at the voting booth. I've witnessed fucking shit get thrown in the trash. Yeah, come and depose me. I will even take you to the dumpster. Most of it was done by city employees. Nobody's going to doubt that it's questionable. What they usually do is they load all the bullshit in Philadelphia, because there's no way to ever verify anything in Philadelphia. Trust me. It's a failed state. And that's how you swing your governor's race. Philadelphia wags the dog with that. So for them to say that, I mean, that's just like, that sounds like I'm reading TASS or Pravda. Despite every reputable network calling the race, this guy who probably won refuses to concede. Oh, fuck it. Get a recount, right? That's what we're all about. Grand Rapids, Michigan, huh? Same, similar situation. Tudor Dixon, who lost to Gretchen Whitmer, who they expected was going to lose, has now been projected by multiple networks. This race is going to be too close to call, despite what Fox News thinks. And this is, like I said, Fox News showing its colors again. Like, they're that, I don't even know how you would put it. They try to, because they're like that guy from ESPN, James A, or James, the one who tried to fuck Kyrie Irving over, and now he's like, oh, no, people shouldn't be fucking Kyrie Irving. Yeah, because his career is on the line, right? Fox News is that guy from ESPN. They lull you into a false sense of security. They have Tucker Carlson come out and actually do real news like once a year. And then they come in there and tell people like they should be stepping, they should be conceding. Why in the world would you concede? Some of these races, like the Herschel Walker race, was within 3,000 votes. Herschel Walker probably has been robbed of at least 10,000 votes somewhere along the line, because once again, state of Georgia, they do not want to lose it. You're talking about tens of millions of dollars, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars running into these states to finance these guys. I know in Palm Beach County, the one fellow, how much money, he started out with $300,000 or something like that. He never raised another dime. He lost to Marcy Woodard, first-time Republican, hardcore conservative. Marcy, I actually had a chance to be at a couple of her events. She beat this piece of shit who had $300,000+ given to him by the Democratic National or the Democratic State or dark money. He didn't raise a dime. The local newspaper even did an article saying that Marcy outworks this guy, out-earns this guy, meaning even the Democrats know he's not going to do anything. And people say, why is it important to look at these things? She is on her case, which is not even remotely like the governor's, in Palm Beach County. Marcy Woodard now going to be on the county commission. The county commission, I believe, has a budget of $6 billion, with a B, every year, $6 billion. I think their Board of Education is around $4 billion. So you're overseeing $10 billion. And you think if you're crooked, some of that's not going to stick to your hands? So when somebody who comes in and says they're fiscally responsible, they're pro Second Amendment, they're pro First Amendment, they're anti-vax, they're anti teaching any kind of sex education, let alone this other freaking shit, to your first grader, and they wrote an article saying how she was going to lose because of that. That article probably won her the, you know, helped to win her the election. People are sick of it everywhere in the country. And here we see once again, as this woman didn't get in the parking lot yesterday, what is this, our second out of two women out of three people, right? The women are moving into the Republican Party. They are helping to guide the Republican Party on the conservative side, not on the rhino side, not the Mitch McConnells, not the that freaky dude, Mitt Romney, not Paul Ryan, who's trying to sneak down here and poison the governor's head against President Trump. None of those guys are going to go out there and say, hey, we got to get more positive women, powerful women into the party because they have a view. Nah, it's, you know, hey, little lady, come over here and, you know, that kind of shit. That's the joke. Those are the people that need to go. The McConnells, Romneys, all that out. That's why, once again, when I go back to the initial story about Florida, just because it says it's a Florida Republican advantage doesn't mean it is. And this brings us back here. So here you're seeing, once again, these people we know are going to at least start out in that MAGA field, in that conservative field. See, Donald Trump isn't really a conservative, but he's America First, which is a hell of a lot better than what we've had to deal with, right? He's socially liberal to most extent. I guess he's similar to like a Kennedy Democrat in some ways. I'm not going to bust on the guy, you know, he's having a lot of problems. But we've got two out of three women, and they're not going to concede, and they don't want to tell them that they're stupid women, but they are going to tell them that they're stupid women. So it's like the news media is for women unless they don't know what their place is. You don't shut up and stay in your place, then you're not a woman anymore, which is pretty much how it's been told to us here through the Democratic Party. But don't expect this thing to be over there. We're still going to try to fix things. I know it's not, and this is where people get in trouble. I am not saying there is a conspiracy led by one person in a shadowy, cigar-filled smoke room. But everybody knows what has to be done to win when you're in a party that resorts to lies and intimidation. Real intimidation, not like, oh, my feelings are hurt, busting up people's houses, ruining people's careers. You know, I'll tell you what, some of these mail-in ballots, if they had a chance to go back, considering some of the things that have occurred in the news recently, I don't think that they would be so smug about control of the urban communities. I don't think they would. I don't know why somebody hasn't come out and spoke. That would require, you know, balls. Nobody's going to show those. You know, what's right's right, what's wrong's wrong. But anyway, here's something to take a look at. Like I said, here's a news article telling you these people are crazy after a news article from the same people came out, not the crazy people, the news people, the day before saying they had malfunctioning voting machines. They're like, oh, it's only 20-some percent. 20%, you're going to lose 20-some percent of your vote in races that are close, like within 10,000 votes. That's your race. That's your race, right? So Walker's going to have a December. He's going to give back to it. So any of you who have an extra $50 to donate to Herschel Walker, he's going to need it for his attorneys. I have to pull up the other information on these other races. If you're a Broward County person or you want to see what I'm talking about, BrowardVotes.gov. The thing that you'll see is anytime we get a win in our county, we are almost close to 2-1 with the Democrats. There's 2-1 as far as they outnumber us, and then there's independent voters. But I am sure the cemeteries vote every time that they can. And I am seeing almost, it's not empirical, it is empirical. Yeah. the mail-in ballot situation, not that first mail-in ballot that they used to do to ruin Trump. The actual mail-in ballot that you request in our state is an Achilles heel to the Democratic process. I say that because I asked to get one, I think 7 years ago. I get one every year. Every year I get one. Now, if you have that regular, which is legitimate mail-in ballot, there is no place in there that you include a picture of yourself. There's nowhere that you show proof of life. This is being sent out without I don't have to put my, you get the voter card. I don't have to put my voter card information in there. So as long as somebody has a copy of my signature, they can take that and copy my signature onto this ballot. They can vote any way they want, and it will count. I think that's a little disturbing now when I saw the numbers for the county last night before they started counting the actual day's ballots. They get all the mail-ins, and Democrats had a sizable lead. Now, granted, they went all out in this race. People have to realize 2024 is going to be the big battleground. The news people did you a disservice by telling you about this red wave. They don't happen. People are lazy. I'm lazy. Everybody's lazy. Nobody wants to go out there on a rainy day because we had rain yesterday from the hurricane. It's not a hurricane, tropical storm. They don't want to do it. So that's why that mail-in is so popular. But the fact of the matter, guys, is you're getting your rights as a citizen stolen from you every time we use all these labor-saving fucking things. You are getting what we call voter nullification. So you have to address the issue. You have to move forward. Those of you who, who volunteered like I did or everybody else, even if you volunteered an hour, right on, man. It was about time, right? That's what people need to see. And that's what they need to see when they're coming into the voting or when they hear something is a group of people. People want to believe that. Everyone will tell you, I want to be the stoic outsider, the fucking Viking movie, whatever the bullshit. No, it's hard. It's very hard to do that. It would be easier if we saw a group of people that we could then go and be part of that, melt into the crowd and go vote. That's what you need. Crowd mentality to some extent, but with your own individual beliefs in there. Sounds a little whatever, but that's true. So, like I said, that's what we have. There's going to be tons more, I guess, as this whole thing unfolds. It ain't going to be me doing it because I got other things happening this week. So I'm going to be off for a couple of days. And when I come back, hopefully I'll have some good news on some other things. We're going to be opening a website with this type of format, but also with a good deal of sourced news in a conservative vein. We're not going to be doing, I'm not going to read you the thing. It's not Kindle. But those of you who are really trying to see what's going on in the United States and in the world, we're going to try to get you as much information that is not skewed as possible. We have some interviews coming up with some people. Same thing, more along the conservative. This is not going to be like Daily Wire or some bullshit. We're not doing political infotainment. We're trying to be, the thinking man's freaking news service for Broward, Dade, and Palm Beach County, South Florida in general. So if you were interested in that, and you're interested in South Florida, we're also having national, international. I have some people that are going to be giving us some information from Europe. As we move along, we're going to have a Spanish language section. So that'll be news out of South America in Spanish for sure, hopefully English. So you understand some of the issues that are causing this shit to occur at our borders. Why everybody believes the lies. Who's down there? I mean, there's been people who are independent Spanish-speaking news services that'll show you the Democratic operatives that put these refugee caravans together. It doesn't happen by happenstance. My thing to anybody out there as an investigative reporter is show me the link between the Democratic operatives and the cartels that move the bodies, because that's a definite needs to be proven that we know is occurring. The cartels along the border control human trafficking. Nobody moves a body across that border that they can get their hands on that they can't tax, which means if you're going to run this bullshit from Salvador all the way through Mexico, you have to have cartel approval as you move along, which means somebody working for Soros people or the Democrats in one of their alternate vestiges of name has had to conspire with Mexican cartels, because the Mexican cartels also operate in southern parts of Central America, including some cartel types like the Maras gangs, who would have been considered terrorist organizations under the Trump administration. There's your fucking story. That a Democrat, that a political party has conspired through third party actors to operate with conjoined operations with fucking enemies to the United States. And you can prove it really quick, but it's got to come from down there. So that's your Easter egg for hanging into this rant this long. All right. So other than that, vaya con Dios, pendejos. And I will talk to you all later on.